Today's show will have you in stitches.
You kind of just have a ruffle coat dress. How is it fitting in?
Right.
Yeah, I'm asking.
So start your engines, eh?
Canada's Drag Race is back, baby.
I'm Jared Hall from Entertainment Weekly, and here's what to watch on Thursday, October 14th. We're counting down today's top three must-see picks from TV and movies. But first, your entertainment headlines. Here's some news that'll make you smack your own face and scream. Macaulay Culkin has confirmed that he is not in the new Home Alone movie, Home Sweet Home Alone. After the trailer debuted Tuesday, lots of fans wondered via social media whether he'd be appearing in the Disney Plus movie. Culkin replied, saying, quote, "Hey y'all, just a heads up, since I've been getting this question a lot today, I am not in the new Home Alone reboot. I wish all involved the best of luck, though." The movie debuts November 12th. Just days before the premiere of You Season 3, Netflix has renewed the stalker drama for a fourth season. In Season 3, which premieres tomorrow, Joe and Love give domestic bliss a try. Now married with a son, the couple sees if they really can change. Ravil Isyanov, the Moscow-born character actor whose numerous screen credits included NCIS Los Angeles, GLOW, and Transformers Dark of the Moon, died September 29th in Los Angeles after a long illness. He was 59. You can find more on those stories, plus other news, reviews, interviews, and much more at EW.com. While you're there, be sure to check out our latest digital cover story featuring Dune stars Timothy Chalamet, Zendaya, Oscar Isaac, Josh Brolin, Rebecca Ferguson, Sharon Duncan Brewster, and Javier Bardem. Now, let's head north for today's number three pick, Canada's Drag Race. It's time for the second edition of the RuPaul's Drag Race spinoff, over a year after Priyanka was crowned its first winner. Now, 12 more Canuck queens will compete for the crown and a $100,000 cash prize with names like Geometric, Kendall Gender, and Oceane Aqua Black vying for the title this time. Meanwhile, the Season 2 panel will again be presided over by Brooklyn Heights, with actress Amanda Brugel and style superstar Brad Goreski joining as judges. Tracy Melchior has also been upgraded to permanent judge status after appearing throughout Season 1 as a squirrel friend advisor to the queens. And guest judges this season will include Gigi Gorgeous, Connor Jessup, and Caitlin Cronenberg. Yep, that's David Cronenberg's daughter. Let the Canada Games begin. Here's a preview.
Jesus, this is incredible.
I'm blown away.
This look? Tens, baby. Tens.
You're not the only pretty bitch here.
So polish those claws.
Oh.
And sharpen that tongue. Because y'all about to have a whole lot of fun.
I'm going all the way to the top.
Well, I feel like someone's done that before.
Look who it is.
Ah! Rachel Zoe!
It's nice to see you again, Rachel. It's been a while.
Oh my gosh, I'm gagged.
Gasp, everybody gasp. Oh.
Girl, feelings gonna be hurt.
This is not a great look.
I'm really not here to be your punching bag.
Well, guess we can say goodbye to all those polite Canadian stereotypes. Canada's Drag Race Season 2 revs up tonight at 9 on WOW Presents Plus. On to another fierce competition for our number two pick, Project Runway. Season 19 of the Bravo series gets underway tonight with 16 new designers from across the U.S. and abroad. Each week, they'll attempt to sew up various fashion challenges, from producing a quote-unquote hauntingly chic look, an avant-garde look from faux fur, an unconventional cocktail dress with a twist, and in a Project Runway first and Bravo crossover, the ultimate Real Housewives reunion outfit. Each contestant will strive to prove they have what it takes to show a collection at New York Fashion Week and to be the next great name in fashion, and to make the cut by avoiding elimination each week. Here's a preview.
Watch out, guys. Go, because I'm a tiger.
All right, bitches.
King of Zamunda.
I come to Queens to find my bride. Everybody bow down. It's heavy as These models are gonna die.
You kind of just have a ruffle coat dress. How is it fitting in?
Right.
Yeah, I'm asking.
Ba-boom. the lies you have told today.
If you were not the editor of a magazine, you would be the most high-powered lawyer in the tri-state area.
Give a warm welcome to Taraji P. Henson.
Gigi Hadid.
Jason Wu. Bailey Porter.
Pop culture icon, Andy Cohen.
These clients, boy, are they real.
It's elegant, it's chic. Wow, she really nailed it.
Ah, tune in to see how it all goes down and to actually see all those looks from the trailer. Project Runway returns tonight at 9 on Bravo.
Trivia.
It's trivia time. Which of the following is not a real Project Runway spinoff? Project Accessory, Project Jewelry, or Project Runway Junior? Stick around for the answer and our number one pick. What to watch? We'll be right back.
Also,
no one the
more about gel coat.
When the fourth round would.
Don't you call in the.
Don't touch that dial. That's right, we're still calling it a dial here because it's Emmy season on The Awardist. With the dazzling Oscar season behind us, we are now turning our attention to smaller screens to track which shows are headed to the podium and which shows stopped us in our tracks. Join me, Jared Hall, Entertainment Weekly's executive editor, as well as EW's TV-obsessed staffers every Thursday starting April 4th as we share our opinionated hot takes and insight into the Emmys race. The Awardist will get behind the scenes with the creators and stars themselves during in-depth, can't-miss interviews. Follow the long road to the Emmys with The Awardist podcast Thursday starting April 4th on your favorite podcast platform, and be sure to check out more Emmys coverage at EW.com/awardist. Welcome back to EW's What to Watch. Today's What You're Watching segment comes to you courtesy of Red Table Talk, The Estefans, currently dropping new episodes Thursdays at noon on Facebook Watch. Gloria Estefan, her daughter Emily Estefan, and her niece Lily Estefan host the show with no topic off limits. And it seems no recommendation was off limits when they recently answered the question, what you watching?
Hi there, I'm Gloria Estefan.
I'm Emily Estefan.
And I'm Lily Estefan.
And we are the Red Table Talk, the Estefans! Girls, all right. This is a difficult question because I'm a TV head. I have loved TV and they are making some amazing shows. I love all my doctor shows, Grey's Anatomy, that's been there forever, Good Doctor. I love New Amsterdam. My daughter turned me on to Squid Game, which is weird, but very interesting, right?
Yeah. Yes. How about Lovecraft Country? Incredible show, Behind Her Eyes. I know you saw that one too. That's an incredible show. Love on the Spectrum, The Masked Singer, which I still think you should go on.
Okay, I have to tell you, though, you did recommend one that is really weird. I tried to Raised by Wolves. Mom, where are the wolves?
Mom, how do you not want to screech and make people explode?
There's no wolves there. Flaca, what about you?
I don't know what you guys are talking about. Yeah. Listen, I've been working on television for the last 35 years, so this is so easy for me. I get home and I don't turn on the TV.
What?
So I watch, but I hear that Red Table Talk, the Estefans is super good.
Yeah, and
also El Gordo y la Flaca on Univision.
That's right, baby. I know you watch. No. I watch you on that too. I watch
you.
Yes,
no, Lily
I do.
Watches commercials. She's
I'm helping the world. Yeah, yeah. Nobody watches them.
Okay, but a lot of great TV. Oh, Clickbait I love, too. That was amazing. Anyway, I try to watch with Emilio, but I spend half the time having to explain to him what's going on.
Like
so,
when we saw Nine Perfect Strangers, but we each saw them one stranger at a time.
Yes.
What are you guys talking about?
We kept falling asleep.
I keep telling you, Flaca, you need to watch TV. It's great stuff.
Okay, but for now, Red Table Talk,
the Estefans!
I hope you got all of that. Also, shout out to Gloria for being the first celebrity to mention Squid Game on the show. In case you haven't heard, the Korean drama recently became Netflix's biggest series launch ever, according to Netflix. Anyway, feel free to rewind to catch all of their recommendations. Unfortunately, we don't have time to recap all of them. Onward to
number one.
Today's number one pick, What Happened, Brittany Murphy? The new HBO Max docuseries takes a look at the life and tragic death of the Clueless star, who died in 2009 at age 32. The two-part series recounts Murphy's rise to stardom in such films as 8 Mile and Girl Interrupted, and examines the mysterious circumstances surrounding her death, including the impact of Hollywood sexism on her struggles and lingering concerns about her relationship with her late husband, Simon Monjak. With new archival footage and interviews with those closest to her, What Happened, Brittany Murphy seeks to create an in-depth portrait of the actress that goes beyond tabloid headlines. Here's a preview.
Hi, my name is Brittany Murphy, and I go to Herbert Hoover Middle School.
Brittany was so wonderful. There was nobody else like her.
There was kind of a sweet, childish, lost quality that she had that just breaks your heart.
She was successful immediately.
You cannot be a teen girl and not love Britney in 8 Mile, Clueless. These are movies that will stand the test of time. Britney Murphy was super cute, but in Hollywood, you have to be Gwyneth Paltrow.
She was not a typical pretty girl, and so many young women in Hollywood are pressured enormously. She had lost an inordinate amount of weight, and she was dressing totally differently.
She said, "That's what I've been told. If I wanted to be considered as a leading lady."
And the story only gets murkier from there. You can stream both episodes of What Happened, Brittany Murphy on HBO Max right now.
Trivia.
And finally today, the answer to our trivia question. Which of the following is not a real Project Runway spinoff? Project Accessory, Project Jewelry, or Project Runway Junior? The answer, Project Jewelry. Project Runway Junior, featuring teen designers between ages 13 and 17, aired for 2 seasons on Lifetime, while Project Accessory aired just 8 episodes in 2011. Well, that is going to do it for today's episode. We'll have more news and must-see picks for you tomorrow, so be sure to follow or subscribe to What to Watch so you don't miss our daily recommendations, more of which can be found at EW.com. I'm Senior TV Editor Jared Hall. You can find us on Twitter at EW and at Jared Hall. Thanks so much for listening, and have a great day.
What to Watch.
Today's episode of What to Watch was written by Tyler Aquilina, edited and produced by Joshua Heller, hosted and produced by Jared Hall, and executive produced by Shayna Naomi Crockmall.